Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! Hello, Best Show.
Hold for Royden L. Ziegler.
Hold for Roy. Okay, hold for.
Yeah, who's this?
Well, let me just say, I think somebody's mic is live. I hear some giggling going on. Let's turn that down, please. Royden L. Ziegler. I was put on hold to talk to Royden L. Ziegler.
You know, I wish my assistant Jasmine would tell me who's calling before she patches him through. Who is this again?
It's Tom Sharpling.
Oh my God, Tom! Is what I heard true?
What did you hear?
I heard you attacked Martin Short with a hockey stick the other night.
No, I did not attack Martin Short with a hockey stick. I was fortunate enough to get to moderate a Q&A with Martin Short at an event over the weekend for a screening of Clifford, but I did not attack him.
Well, I read in the Comedy Times this morning that you was chasing him with a hockey stick, yelling, "All righty."
That did not happen. Where'd you read that?
In the Comedy Times. You don't subscribe to the Comedy Times?
I don't. I did not know I don't.
It's an offshoot of Viority.
Oh, okay. Well, I know Viority. Sure. Yeah. Who doesn't love checking out the latest issue of Viority magazine to see what the latest happenings are in show business?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like my Bible.
Viority is your the Comedy Times is your Bible, or both?
Both of them. Yeah. Who said you can't have two Bibles?
Yeah, I guess you could have two Bibles, technically. You know,
well, there are two Bibles. There's the old, what's it called? The old one and the new one that's newer. Is that what it's called?
I think it's the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Nah, that ain't right.
that ain't right?
Yeah.
Well, Roy, I'm pretty sure, and this is Philly Boy Roy, I just want to say.
I know who I am.
Well, I know. I'm talking, Roy, I'm doing a show.
Oh, wait, I'm not on the air, am I?
Yeah, you are. You called in.
Oh, crud. Hey, well, guess where I am?
I have no idea. Where are you at the, let me guess, you're at the Liberty Bell.
No.
I wish I was. You're at the Remnants of the Spectrum.
Oh, God, holy ground. No, I wish I was.
Look, Roy, I have no idea.
Come on, I'll give you 32 more guesses.
You're at Pat's.
Very close. Tom, I'm in Weirdo Wood.
You're where?
I'm in L.A.
You're in Los Angeles.
Yes.
This is unbelievable, Roy. I didn't know that.
Crazy. It's crazy, right?
That, Roy, you're blowing my mind.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm out here taking BMs all over the place.
Ugh. Don't talk like that.
No, big meetings, BMs.
Big meetings. I didn't know that was, I've never heard that phrase.
Oh, yeah. It's also in the Comedy Times.
It's in the okay. It's also in the Comedy Times.
Yeah, it's a column they got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they got a column. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Big Meetings. It's like, who's meeting who?
Oh, well, tell me what you're doing here. You're taking big meetings.
I'm taking meetings. I'm pitching stuff. Hey, Tom, you know that Netflix docuseries, Meghan and Harry?
I do know. There's a doc called Meghan and Harry, yeah.
Well, get ready for Roy and Rhoda.
Okay. Roy and Rhoda.
Yeah.
So this is a Netflix doc about you, I'm assuming.
I'm hoping to get it on there, yeah. Basically, you know, it just follows us and our loca Philly Vita.
So it's a doc kind of like showing the life, the real life in the Ziegler marriage.
Oh, yeah, it's fascinating stuff. You know, like riding in my dune buggy, you see us going down shore, listening to WMMR, drinking Yingling, ordering and eating hoagies, screaming at each other in front of our house at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning because I ain't been home in a week, planning and committing minor B&Es. You know, the normal things that couples do.
Yeah, those last two were a little out of the ordinary for couples.
Not in Roxborough, my friend. Not in Roxborough.
Well, Roy, I just got to say the most exciting part of that is that you just called me your friend.
Look, I know we've had a very long and fracturous relationship, but you know, it's the season of giving. For me, it's more the season of taking, but you know, we still, you know, we got here. If we ain't got each other, what do we got?
Roy, that is a beautiful sentiment.
Thank you. I stole it from a Genesis song.
If we ain't got each other, what? I didn't know. What Genesis song is that? I don't know.
It's on the one with, you know, the one with the stick figures on it. What's it? No, what is it? No, it's off of We Can't Dance.
We can't. Okay. So you're
the good one.
The good one.
Yeah.
That's the only good Genesis album?
I think so, yeah. And the one they did after that where Phil Collins wasn't in the band no more.
No, that sounds like, yeah, was it? I can't even, I think I might even know the name of that one. Like, is it like Calling All Stations?
Yeah, I think it is. It's like, you know, Phil, stick to your Alamo collecting. Leave the rock and roll to the big dogs.
How weird is it that Phil Collins collects Alamo memorabilia? And historical artifacts.
Well, he served at the Alamo.
What do you mean?
That's why he's so into it.
What do you mean he served at the Alamo?
He was there that day. Everything went crazy.
You mean like when? No, he couldn't be that old.
Yeah, he's like 150.
Roy, Phil Collins is not 150 years old. He was not. Oh, he's okay. Was not at the actual Alamo.
Oh, Roy Jr.'s always messing with me. He told me that was true, and I told a whole bunch of smart people that. Now I feel stupid.
Well, don't worry about it. Roy Jr., that's what Roy Jr.'s gonna do what Roy Jr. does.
Let Roy Jr. be Roy Jr.
Ultimately, do you have any, is there any other option?
No, because he'd kill me. Literally.
Mm-hmm. Literally. Okay, well, that I don't like.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, so Rhoda don't want to be in this thing, so I'll be meeting with a lot of actresses and erotic dancers to play her out here. You don't have any ins at the seventh fail, do you?
I don't. I don't have any ins at the seventh fail, which is a strip club in Los Angeles that Motley Crue mentioned.
It's a dance palace. Please show some respect.
Okay. All right. It's a dance palace.
I don't care if the service charges $17 to get money out of that ATM.
Remember that Motley Crue mentioned in Girls, Girls, Girls. They mentioned it.
At the body shop in the Marble Arch.
The Marble Arch. but it's like Raising Hell at the Seventh Veil.
What's that great song where they go, hey Vince, yeah, what, Tommy? Remember that one? Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Yeah, that was I really feel like when you take a step back, you realize that might have been the least talented band that ever got huge.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
If you think they kind of can't do anything that they're supposed to be doing well.
Yeah, they kind of stink.
At everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I think they got a little bit better when Mick Mars started wearing a beret.
You think they got better?
I think it changed their sound a little, or it made a lot of people respect them more.
Sure. So you think they got more of like a European feel with the beret?
I heard a lot of jazz people got into them then.
Roy, that sounds like a huge stretch. So the Motley Crue were getting being appreciated by the jazz aficionados because Mick Mars was wearing a beret.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They was on the cover of Downbeat at least once.
They were never on the cover of Downbeat.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Roy, look, this is the thing. If I'm going to be completely honest, I don't know who's on the cover of every issue of Downbeat. Technically,
I used to know.
You used to know that.
Yeah.
So you're real. I didn't know you were such a jazz fan.
Oh, I'm not. I just like looking at pictures of jazz people.
That's in all of these years, that's the strangest thing you've ever said to me.
Namaste.
Yes.
Hey, so I'm also out here shopping a flick.
You're shopping a flick?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. I wish you the best of luck with it.
I'd love for you to check it out.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. You know what it's called?
I don't.
Strap yourself in.
Okay. I'm strapped in.
Get your helmet on.
I have a Santa hat on. It's close enough.
That's perfect. Tom, you're looking at the writer, producer, et cetera, of A Philly Werewolf in London.
A Philly Werewolf in London.
Yes. And guess who it stars?
Who does it star?
Me, you turd.
Okay, I should have figured that.
That's okay. Want a quick log line?
Yeah. I'd like to hear the log line. Yeah.
All right. Godlike being from the tough streets of Philly becomes the toast of London at the height of Britpop. Oh, and he's also a freaking werewolf.
That sounds pretty good. It's interesting, at least.
Right? Yeah, I'd love for you to read it.
You know, the scripts are so long and, you know, it's, you know.
Oh, well, let me entice you a little bit more, okay? It takes place in London in 1995, and I'm there as a representative of the Tasty Cake Empire. I'm trying to get our product into all them Tesco supermarkets.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd really love for you to read it. I feel like you could get a better grip than just listen to me talk about it. You know, you got to get on the Philly Werewolf train. I'm sure I could get you a job as a grip or something.
I'm not going to be a grip on your movie.
Okay. All right. So I'm in London then, okay? And okay. So I'm meeting with the Tesco guys. And during a break in my trip, I'm with them playing soccer. Tom, they call it football.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay. So I'm playing with those guys, and I go off the – Tom, they call it a pitch. We call it a field.
Yeah, no, again, I'm aware of that as well.
All right, so I go into the woods. They just call them woods over there, too.
They call them... Sure.
Yeah, so I go in the woods because I got to take a squeeze because I've been drinking Yingling all day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I brought it in my own luggage.
So you brought your own Yuengling to London.
Yeah, guess how many bottles survived and didn't break and soak all my clothing?
Three?
Yeah.
Well, at least I got it right. That's impressive.
Guess how many I brought?
10?
42. Yeah.
And they all got smashed in the flight.
Yeah, my clothes are all wet.
And I'm assuming there's also shards of glass in there also.
Yeah, and guess what my clothes smell like, Tom?
What?
Yuengling beer.
Oh no, I knew that. I thought you were gonna. Okay. I thought you had somewhere else to go with it, like some comparison. Okay. I assumed if you had a 39 Yuenglings break on your clothes that they smelled like Yuengling.
Right. Yeah. It makes sense that that would be the outcome, right?
It does make sense.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Okay, so I'm in the woods, and I decide to pop 7 tabs of E.
Oh, great.
And just as I do, I feel this thing kind of rub up against me. And I look down and I get bitten by this huge, weird dog. He's like a cross between Cujo and Damien from Effed Up.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's just a bite on my upper right haunch. So I don't think that nothing of it, really. I mean, who would, right?
A bite up on your upper right haunch. I could understand how that would. I mean, that's not the end of the world, but.
No. You brush it off. So later that night, I'm watching the band Travis open for Blur at the Town and Country Club with mm-hmm. the Tesco reps. You know, just having like a night out, right?
Sure, because you're in London in the 90s.
Yeah. So we're standing by the soundboard and I see the sound man collapse all of a sudden, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what happened. Maybe he had a bad English muffin or a bad bowl of porridge or maybe a packet of Smarties was off.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Tom, I think you really need to read the script. I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
I just.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so I get behind the soundboard and I start running sound for Travis.
Okay.
Tom, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I used to run sound for the Hooters back in the early 80s.
I did not know you were a sound guy for the Hooters.
Oh, yeah. We did shows all over the Delaware Valley. All kinds of cool towns like, where did we play? Gladwin, Chad's Ford, Feasterville, Trevos, Palmyra, King of Prussia, Royers Ford. Waxhaw, Kutztown, Lidditz, Cinnaminson, Smyrna, had a couple good gigs in Cherville, Mullica, where else? Trooper, Harleysville, Upper Black Eddy. So many exotic towns, Tom.
Yeah, it really is like a tour through just another world.
It really is, yeah. A lot of great people from there, too. Anyway, so define good or great or even, you know, okay.
You live there. You define it.
There's a lot of trash, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of trash on both sides.
Sure, and I'm not judging it. I'm just...
No, of course not. No. But, you know, I was really good at running sound. And my motto was, I don't run sound for the Hooters. I produce the Hooters.
Sure. So you have like a real, like it's a point of pride, it sounds like, that you.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they fired me in 81 for pawning all their gear to go buy 200 tickets to the Stones at JFK.
So you sold all their gear.
Yeah.
To buy how many tickets?
200.
200.
Yeah. Tom, guess how many of the tickets I bought weren't counterfeit?
Weren't counterfeit.
Yeah.
Zero?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you. That's
a long time ago.
Yeah.
81. That was like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No, a little more than 20 years ago, but.
Okay. All right. So back to the show. The PA's bumping. I'm ruling the town and country, and I can tell people are getting wowed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you should know that when I run sound, I'm performing as much as the band.
Oh, and I'm sure that is just I'm sure the band likes to hear that you see it that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm doing what I call the Ziegler bop.
What is the Ziegler bop?
Well, it's kind of a cross between John Travolta in the Grease lightning scene in Grease and Van Morrison in The Last Waltz.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of high kicks and a lot of hand jive.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds, doesn't sound like you're at all trying to draw focus from the band.
Oh, not at all. No.
But all eyes are on you somehow.
All of it. Mm-hmm. Every eye. Yeah. At one point, the band stopped playing.
And just watching you do the Ziegler bop.
Yeah, they look kind of mad.
You think?
I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, so then, all right, so they finish and then Blur's up next, right? And so I go ahead to the loo. Tom, they call the bathroom either the loo or the toilet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm starting to feel really strange, right? So at first I think it's all the E I took because I want to F everything that moves.
Great, okay.
Yeah, but then I stumble to the toilet. And things are getting weirder and weirder. Like, I'm just feeling really crazy. And I'm sweating like a dog in heels.
Dog in heels?
Yes.
Heat?
What? No, you never heard that? A dog in heels?
I've never heard that.
Well, I guess it's... I never thought about it, but I guess it's like, if you put any dog or really any animal in high heels, they're probably going to get upset and sweat.
I would think that's... True. I've never heard that as an expression, though.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm getting real itchy, too. And I'm itchier than when I wore that wool banana splits costume I stole from that cartoon museum that time.
I didn't know about that. You talk about it like I know. Roy, you've done so many of these things. I'm still being surprised by the things you've done.
Quite a life, right?
Quite a life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, you know, I'm feeling crazy and I look up into the mirror and I see my reflection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mumble, and I turn to the camera and I say, I'm a Philly werewolf in London.
So you look right at the camera and say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very exciting, right?
No, it sounds very exciting and very, I can't picture how that would pull the audience out of the moment at all.
Oh, no. So then the screen goes black and then you see me waking up in front of Buckingham Palace the next morning, completely nude. All I'm wearing is my Sixers slip-on Vans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, what happened last night? Why are there scratches all over me? Why is there a severed human head in my hand? Whose head is it?
Wow, that's some kind of scene.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish you could just read it. I think you'd really
okay.
love it
okay,
if you
Roy,
read it.
Roy, okay. I'll take a look at your script.
Really?
Yeah, you can send it over.
That's great, because I'm right outside.
What do you mean?
I'm right outside your office. What's it called? Dog Face?
Forever Dog?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You're here?
Yeah, let me in, please.
Well, it should. Somebody can let it. Somebody, let him in.
All right, see you in a bit.
Okay. All right, see him in a bit. Oh, my God. Is Roy coming? I'm not ready for this. Can we just go back and you can put the show on video again. Yeah, we can put the show on video. Yeah, I'm not entirely prepared to see Roy face to face. Okay, wait. Oh, I hear there he is.
Where can Great. I be here?
You go right here? Go there. Okay. Yeah, go in that mic right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Citizens of America.
What?
Oh, yeah. Good to be here.
It's good to see you,
yeah,
Roy.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm out here taking meetings, so.
Yeah.
I dressed like a professional Hollywood person, but I kept my style.
No, you did, Matt. Roy, God help me. You're not lying with that. You do look more professional than usual.
Right.
You have a blazer on.
Right.
But you also have a Flyers jersey on.
Yeah.
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 And everybody can see your. Everybody's watching on the.
I thought you were going to say everyone can see my thing.
No, but they can't see your thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we hear Roy? I can't hear Roy in my headphones, but it's going on the air fine.
Want me to do a little mic check? A little mic check?
Okay, there we go. Thanks.
We're riding on the escalator of life.
That's a mic. That's your mic check is to do
Robert Hazard.
Robert Hazard.
Yeah. I can do Kurt Vile on tour.
That's about all you got for that one?
That's my favorite song. He plays it for me all the time.
Just on tour.
On tour. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to.
I thought that was the record for a second.
Right? Yeah.
I just.
On tour.
Yeah. So what's the movie called again?
How soon we forget. It's called A Philly Werewolf in London.
Mm-hmm.
Or are we talking about the erotic one I'm pitching that's called The Moans of Lisa?
No, we're talking about The Philly Werewolf
okay,
in London.
Yes.
We're not talking about The Moans of Lisa?
Yes.
And what's that about?
Well, I can't tell. I can't really tell you anything about it on a public airwave.
So that's because it's It's raunchy.
It's a little raunchy. Yeah. Do you have any ins at Vivid Video?
I don't.
Crap. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No ins over at Vivid Video.
Yeah. So I brought a couple sides.
Okay.
And I'd love to like maybe even like do a scene with you.
Okay.
There's actually four parts. Are there other people who could maybe?
There are. You know what? I'm going to say for the sake of.
Just
let's,
us? Let's, that's great.
Let's strip it down.
Let's
keep
do it.
It simple.
Okay. Okay.
So what is going... So I'm playing parts here?
Yes. All right. I'm going to play me, and you play everybody else. Everybody else, and you also do direction.
I can do that.
Yes. Okay. All right. So let me set it up, okay?
Okay.
This scene takes place the night after that Blur show, okay?
Night after the Blur show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was running to sound for Travis.
That,
right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The one with Travis. I almost said Keen, but yeah.
Is this place haunted?
I think it might be.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hope I didn't bring no ghosts with me.
I really hope you didn't bring.
What if I did?
Like a Philly ghost.
Like,
I was not the ghost of Frank Rizzo.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a bad ghost.
Oh, also, right, real quick, I want to send my love to Jim Gardner, Action News signing off tomorrow for the final time. So, Jim.
That's a Philadelphia anchorman?
Yeah.
I'm not from Philadelphia.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
It's clear you're not. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So check this out. So it's the day after that show. I ran sound. Everyone was like, "Oh my god, this guy's a god!" Right? Okay.
Because you're doing the Ziggler
yeah,
bop
and just like pumping that PA too.
Mm-hmm.
So turns out Liam and Noel Gallagher from Oasis, who are getting huge as F at this point. Mm-hmm. They were at that show and they were like, "Oh my God, that guy, we want that guy."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I get a call from their manager, Marcus Russell, earlier that day. And he goes, "The boys loved what you did and they want you to meet them at 7 p.m. tonight at the Exsanguinated Lamb."
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So that's where this takes place. Okay, but before that, mm-hmm. when I'm talking to Marcus Russell, he goes, "The band is Oasis." And I was like, "Oh, that band that's always dressed like they're going on a ski trip and it looks like it's the first time they're ever holding their guitars." And, and Marcus goes, "The lads are going to love you, mate." All right, so.
Okay. So I'll do, you want me to play every other character?
Do you want me to play, I could play one of them.
Oh, I can, what would help your, Roy, the ghost of, whatever ghost is going on back there, it's getting worse. What would work for you? You're the star. I'm seeing Roy.
Roy. Yeah. All right. And it's two-sided, okay? Because I want to help the environment.
Very environmental. Very impressive.
Yeah, that's what everyone says about me.
Yeah. I'll play the other people okay. if it'll help your performance.
I think it might. Yeah, I like to just concentrate. Yeah.
As Roy.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're playing Roy in this.
I told you I'm the star of this.
No, I understand
thing.
That. But it's just funny to just see Roy on the page.
Well, it's like Cher.
Sure. Let's just do this script.
Are you going to comment on my Hollywood stubble?
Yeah, you do. You kind of grew it out a little bit,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I have been mistaken on this trip for Ryan Gosling. Who else? Who's the guy in The Hangover? The hot one.
Bradley Cooper
and Sherman Helmsley.
And Sherman Helmsley?
Yeah. The guy saw me from behind.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a bit of a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I just want you to know that I'm worthy of starring in a movie.
Sure. Yeah, look, I'm not judging fine. It, Roy.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'll do the direction.
Okay.
A Philly werewolf in London. Interior. The Exsanguinated Lamb Pub. London. Night. Liam and Noel Gallagher sit impatiently at a private table in the back of the pub. They're wound up tight, drinking beer and smoking. Philly boy Roy waltzes into the pub. He's talking on a huge mobile phone.
"Yeah, hold on, the queen. Got a boog. Sorry I'm late, lads. The tube station was jam-packed with rubes on their way to see Big Ben. Have you ever been up in there? It's like a clock that's also a place. Not as cool as the Liberty Bell, but you know..."
Liam interrupts Roy.
"Look, Roy, we ain't got no time for this bloody nonsense."
Noel.
And then Noel says, "Yeah, see, Oasis got a big tour of Europe next month, see? And we want you to be our sound man."
"Well, I compliment you on your decision. You wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest sound man in the..."
Roy stops talking. Liam and Noel stare at Roy with blank faces. Roy realizes the brothers have no idea what reference he's making.
"Oh, please don't tell me you ain't heard Kiss Alive."
Noel says, "What rubbish are you on about, Roy?"
And Liam laughs to himself,
Kiss. You mean that band of superheroes who always have them songs about being afraid of the birds are going to leave them for someone more fit? Roy slaps Liam across the face.
How dare you? Your precious Beatles would be nothing without Kiss.
Well, that I gotta...
Well, you don't...
That's a... The Beatles were done for 4 years before Kiss started.
They weren't? I thought they were concurrent.
When do you think Kiss started?
65.
Kiss did not start. And when do you think the Beatles started?
December of 64.
You're way off with both. Kiss did not start in 65.
I don't know.
So
they got that Mercy sound.
Kiss have that Mercy,
yeah.
That Mercy beat, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that Mercy sound. It is a Mercy sound with
right,
Kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. Like,
yeah, a lot of their stuff sucks.
Okay. So now we just ended. The last thing that happened, you slapped Liam across the face.
Right.
Liam and Noel rise to their feet. Things just got very hot very quickly. Roy grabs a bottle of beer and smashes it on the table. He holds the neck of the bottle in front of him like a weapon.
Believe me, you don't want to go there. I bottled Elvis Costello for ordering a Jim's cheesesteak with Swiss instead of Whiz.
Just then, Blur frontman Damon Albarn walks into the room. He's very impressed by Roy's take charge attitude.
All right, now you're Damon.
Okay, Damon. This is Damon Albarn, the Blur frontman.
F me, Roy. I heard you were cool, but I didn't know you were a flipping god. I hope you're not thinking about getting with this lot, then. I came here to offer you a job doing sound for Blur. Blur.
No,
like a vampire.
It sounds like a vampire. I
like
that.
Second.
I'm going to make a note of that. That's nice.
So you think that's a funny
I think it is. Blur.
I'm doing the sound for Blur.
Yeah.
Blur. Why does it just sound wrong now? It sounds like I'm just saying blah.
Well,
doing sound for Blur.
Yeah.
Blur.
That doesn't sound right, neither.
That's very American.
Yeah,
now.
They both sound wrong.
Are you doing sound for Blur?
That was good.
Okay. Liam lunges at Damon, but Roy holds him back. Roy has Liam in a headlock. Now, Noel says,
I don't know how they do this back in Philly, but here in London, if you mess with our kid, you mess with a lot of us.
Roy tightens the headlock.
Easy, Leon. And you, Noel, show me some respect. I was born and bred in Roxborough. I don't even go ever across the road except to pay a traffic fine or see Blue Oyster Cult.
You don't cross.
Yeah.
The road.
Yeah, Market Street.
Oh, I'm confused here.
Oh, anything beyond Market Street is kind of that's not for me or my people. That's the high class bougie sort of part of town.
So that you're not.
Yeah, I don't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like their fancy pants.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also, you say here, I was born and breded.
Yeah.
Born and bred.
No, breaded.
You're not a chicken cutlet.
Or am I? Told you it was going to get weird.
You blew my mind a little bit there.
Yeah.
And Noel says,
Roy, you really thinking about working for these posh Poindexters?
And Damon lunges at Noel.
Oh, my God.
And Damon says,
I'm going to crush you into dust, just like a bag of Utz Flamin' Ranchero Mesquite Barbecue Potato Chips.
All right. And then Roy turns to the camera and he says, they call them crisps here.
So is this a device through the... Because you said earlier, and you say, I'm a Philly werewolf in London.
Right.
You just regularly are turning to camera... This movie.
Yeah, it's called Ropering.
What does that mean?
Mr. Roper. Remember he would do that?
On Three's Company.
Yeah.
He would turn when he was making fun of Jack.
He'd laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a cool thing.
It's like, okay.
They did it in Jaws.
There was no scene in Jaws.
Yeah, when he says the boat needs to be way bigger, he's looking right in the camera.
Who is?
What's his name? Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider.
Who?
Roy Schneider. See, now you got me saying Roy Schneider. Roy Scheider look down the lens to say we're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, you're right. No, he looks at the camera when he goes, he had eyes as black as coal.
That's a different character.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's the Quint.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm thinking about, I've only ever seen Jaws 3D.
So you've only seen the third Jaws movie.
Yeah. Well, it's 3D, so it counts as all of them.
That is not how that even works.
Oh, crap.
A little bit.
Okay. Now, where were we?
So Damon Albarn, the front man of Blur, just said, I'm going to crush you into dust just like a bag of Utz
and then
Flamin' Ranchero Mosquito barbecue potato chips.
And we got a whole tie-in on that. That's why he says it. We got a lot of product placement. And Roy turns and says, they call them crisps here.
Yeah.
And then he goes, guys, stop fighting. There's enough of me to go around. Here, have a tasty cake. They're just baked.
Roy pulls several chocolate tasty cakes from a large plastic Wawa bag. And Liam says, what's a tasty cake, Roy?
And then Noel says,
yeah, Roy, is it like a wee biscuit?
And then Damon says,
or a crumpet. You're doing very good, setting me up very nicely for this.
Well, let's start over and do it that way.
No, let's not.
Please, come on.
No, we're not starting.
Who knows who's watching?
Roy, we're not starting over. We're not starting over. And Damon Albarn says, or a crumpet.
No, you factory-wrapped, coin-operated wankers. Tasty Cake is the world's greatest mass-produced cupcake, available at all Wawas, Sunocos, and if all goes well, Tesco's all across Old Blighty. And then he turns to Damon and he goes, they're going to make you go, woohoo!
And Damon sings to himself, like the song, the Blur song two, number two.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Woohoo! That's genius, Roy. Something tells me that's not the last time we're going to hear that. Earworm. Roy looks out the window. The moon is full.
Yeah.
He's starting to itch. You're itching. Very good. Okay. And sweat. He's starting to change.
Look, guys, I got to go. I'm real hungry all of a sudden. I need to get a shepherd's pie. And then Roy gives a knowing look and smile at the camera.
Mm-hmm. It's like a shepherd's pie real bad.
Real bad.
I just want to respect your words.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just trying to respect
your
words.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's run that one again.
Okay. Look, guys, I got to go. I'm real hungry all of a sudden. I need a shepherd's pie real bad.
Well, look, that's the...
looking at it.
Okay. I'm just giving you...
Okay.
I'm trying to help you here,
okay,
Roy.
Okay. All right.
Jeez. Roy gives a knowing look and smile to camera. That's not a thing. Okay.
We can work this out. Don't worry. With me behind the soundboard for your bands, you're going to both be huge. Now, if you'll excuse me, I really got to go to the high street for that shepherd's pie.
Roy gives another knowing look and smile into the camera. And a wink.
Maybe a wink, yeah.
Okay. And Damon says, sounds okay with me.
Noel, Leon, that cool with you too?
Noel Gallagher and Liam, you keep saying Leon. Hmm. Is that a, it's weird that there's a typo, a disrespectful typo within your own script. You get it right.
Or is it?
You know what? Again, mind blown. I'm thankful I have this Santa hat on. It's keeping my blown mind contained.
I can see parts of brain juice.
It's probably getting a little wet up top. It feels a little wet, actually.
It's like Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, it's like when he had the drip. And then Philly was where he had his final meltdown at that landscapers.
Well, that was Ben Franklin's original motto for Philly.
Was what?
Philly. It's going to make your hair dye run down your face.
So
Noel and Liam confer.
Yeah. And Noel says, yeah, we can live with that.
All right. And so then Roy's getting more anxious,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah. And now we see coarse hairs popping out of his arms. You got a little typo out of if his arm. But that we can fix
that.
Oh,
no. Oh, I sent this out to like 700 studios.
That you'll catch that later.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Roy's, you got the hair coming out.
Yeah. But you guys have told me that you're going, it's okay. So I go, okay, that's great news. Man, I really got to go get that shepherd's pie really bad. And then Roy starts just bopping out of the room.
Roy gets up and starts bopping out of the room. And Noel calling out to Roy. And Roy.
Yeah?
My brother's name is Liam, not Leon.
No, it ain't.
So, okay, so you did address that in the script. To be fair, I take that back. That was, you were ahead of me the whole time. And
Namaste.
But that's, Roy, God help me for saying you were... You had a twist the whole time in there. It's kind of like your guy from Philly.
David Brenner.
No.
Dr. J.
Not Dr. J.
Steve Carlton.
A twist in a script. Who from Philly is famous for twists in scripts?
Oh, his first name begins with the letter M.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan.
No, that ain't it.
No, that is definitely that it. Roy, it's M. Night. What do you think his name was then?
It's the guy who, when he's watching the dailies in the sound mixing place, he goes, "It's a good scream. It's a good scream. It's a good scream."
Wait, what is that?
Oh, come on!
Blowout?
Yes.
Yeah, I know Blowout.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure it was Blowout.
You don't think I'm a cinemaphile? Wait, what's it called?
Well, that you. Well, no, it's, you know. Being that you only have seen Jaws 3, right. And I don't know how much of a movie fan you know, if you are, you are. I don't want to take your thing away from you.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't see Blowout. I saw Blowout 2.
There was no Blowout 2.
Yeah, I think she gets better.
I don't want to ruin. Why am I? Blowout came out 45 years ago.
I don't know.
Well, she dies at the end of Blowout. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, no. Okay.
You seem sad now.
Well, I don't know. Well, I thought something. I don't know what happened to her. She's.
It's in the movie.
Oh.
Did you not get to the end of Blowout 1?
I guess not. No. No. Oh, no, I didn't, because then I started watching Death Wish 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, which has that great line.
Where he says, "It's not working. Kill them all."
Just come on, it's almost Christmas.
No, I'm not saying it. It's worse to say it at Christmas.
All right. Hey, look, so whatever help you can give me would be great. Do you mind if I hang around?
No, it's a party.
Oh, my mic's drooping.
Your mic's drooping.
It's
that's what she said. Or he said, I guess would be.
I will I will not stand for that.
Okay, well, that I did not. I am. Well, you're offended by that.
I am. I'm going to go into the party room where people are partying.
The things you say to me, and now you're offended because I tried to do a that's what she said joke, and now it seems like you're actually mad.
I am mad.
No, he's not. Okay, see, I don't know which way's up.
I know,
with you.
I know. I do think. I like the note of winking at the camera, though.
That was not a note.
No, it's from you.
It's a bad note. I'm saying don't do it.
Oh.
You thought that I was saying do it?
Yeah, but you know, I think our relationship at this point is such that I can just take whatever you give me and do the opposite and it'll be right.
That is pretty much where our relationship is.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So where's your can?
It's down the hall.
Okay. All right. I'll be around.
Great. And he looked right at the camera.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Oh, but he hits me with the script. And, well, that. Okay. Where's your can? Oh, my goodness. That was something else. Philly Boy Aroy. Who's coming up next? Oh my God, not again.
You can't get rid of me.
You can't. It's Philly Boy Roy. Now, Roy.
Should I put some cans on?
It's totally. No, you don't have to. You're only going to hear me, and I'm 2 feet away from you.
Where are you?
I don't know why I'm wearing headphones, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah. Where am I? You looked around.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Roy, how are you?
I'm good. I thought we could, continue the Christmas tradition that we always inflict on people here.
inflict is the operative word.
It is.
And this is a long, if I think this is what I think it is, this is a classic moment.
All right, it's The Night Before Christmas Philly Style by Roydan Ziegler. And, you know,
Is this like the fourth iteration of it?
You know, things are changing every year, and I got to rewrite this thing because everyone's getting canceled.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through Veterans Stadium, not a creature was stirring, not even the Philly fanatic. It don't all have to rhyme.
No, it
don't have to rhyme.
Yeah.
Nem stockings was hung by the dugout with care in hopes that St. Questlove would soon be there.
Okay, that's an update.
Yep. Nem eagles was nestled all snug in their beds while visions of cheesesteaks danced in their heads. Patti LaBelle in her kerchief and I in my Phillies cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the playing field there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the dugout to see what was the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Away from the bed I flew like a flash, tore up the stairs and grabbed me a bat. The moon was on the breast.
Okay, that's funny. It doesn't take much. And now he can't stop. Now he's just... it's infectious, except I'm not laughing.
Yeah, yeah. The breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of hoagie buns to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a gigantic sled and eight Philly legends so dear.
Okay.
With a tough Philly drummer, so stern yet so fair, I knew in a moment St. Questlove would be there.
Okay.
More rapid than them 76ers, those heroes they came, Questlove whistled and shouted out their names. Now Schmitty, Mike Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
Now Iverson.
Allen Iverson.
Talking about practice. Not the game I die for.
Yes. He didn't like practice.
He didn't need it. I don't need it.
You don't.
Okay, thanks. Now, Kelsey. He plays for the Eagles.
Okay.
And Vile.
Kurt Vile.
You know Kurt Vile?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right. On Hall. On Oates. On Hooters. On Hazard and Rundgren. To the heart of South Street. To Jim Stakes, you all. Now dash away, like Aaron Nola's fastball. It's on the Phillies.
Yeah, I figured a fastball would be.
So down to South Street, them legends they flew with the sleigh full of toys and St. Questlove too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the street the sound of my heroes landing on their feet. As I drew in my head and was turning around down the chimney at Jim Stakes, St. Questlove came with a bound. He was dressed all in silver and green from his head to his cleats. He was wearing cleats.
Okay.
Yeah. And he demanded you make him a cheesesteak with extra whiz to eat.
Ugh.
I know.
I don't like the...
No.
The phrasing makes perfect sense, but it's still gross.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta develop a taste for whiz. A bundle of footballs and hockey sticks he flung on his back. He looked like a cop at a Blue Oyster Cult concert down the spectrum beating the crowd back.
Okay. Uh-huh.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks was like Phillies helmets. His nose like a Frank's Cherry. Frank's Cherry soda.
Yeah.
His cheesesteak-filled mouth was drawn up like a bow. And his fresh out of the dryer tube socks was white as the snow.
Mm-hmm.
The end of a cigar he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a sweet broad face and a cute round belly that shook when he laughed like tasty cakes filled with jelly. I started laughing too because I thought it looked funny, but his smile soon faded and I got a bad feeling in my tummy.
Right. Tummy, I'm glad you got tummy in there.
Yeah.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon made me know that I had plenty to dread.
Sure, yeah.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled on them stockings and called me a jerk.
Oh.
And laying his finger aside to his nose, accepting my apology, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a thump, and away they flew in the direction of Manayunk. And I heard him exclaim as he drove them without mercy, "Happy Christmas to all, and let's skip New Jersey."
Roy. Roy, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was amazing. Are you having fun tonight with everybody?
I am. What did you get me?
Cigarettes. I didn't get you cigarettes.
Crap.
It's not Christmas yet.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
It's not Christmas. Yeah. I don't want to. You don't want to give it on the 20th.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I like to smoke them all at once, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, how many can you fit in your mouth at once? How many cigarettes?
70? I don't know.
70?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can fit 70 cigarettes.
Probably,
okay.
Yeah.
And you just, like, your mouth is stretched.
Like the guy in the Guinness Book of World Records, man.
Oh, yeah. I do. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's impressive. It's one of the many impressive things about you.
Thank you.
Is your ability to smoke 3.5 packs at once.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah. Well, any holiday plans?
Just got to try to keep out of the slammer, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds like as valid a holiday plan as any.
Yeah, always something going on with me.
Yeah, there is.
There is. Yeah.
Well, it is so exciting to have you here in Los Angeles this Christmas. And you told another 'Twas the Night Before Christmas Philly style. The tradition continues. And thank you.
Thank you. I think Rundgren's going to get axed out of that next year, though. I'm hearing things.
Oh,
I don't know.
No,
I'm not.
I don't know. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Where are we at time-wise?
We got 10 minutes and we have one guest that is coming.
One guest is coming. Okay. Would it be possible for me to... Roy, can you... Would God help me for saying this.
Yes.
Can you hold it down for 2 minutes?
Oh, yes, of course.
I'll be right back.
Yes. So what I want... Oh, hang on. Here it is. Ziegler. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. 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 Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. 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 It's the wrong number. I don't know what was going on. Oh, my God. Oh. So you know whose birthday it is today? Peter Criss from the band Kiss, who, as far as I know, is the only drummer in a band who was kidnapped, according to his book, kidnapped twice. The entire band was kidnapped by the same guy, a mob guy. So he's doing it right. Hey, Jake, come sit with me. Now, where'd you live when you was in Philly?
I was in Center City, Roy.
Oh, ritzy.
A little bit, yeah.
Did you go to school there? Or?
Yeah, I went to K through 8th grade, went to Friends Select School.
Oh, my God, that's really across the road that we was talking about earlier. Oh, my God.
Other side of the
Did you ever go see any rock bands?
Yeah.
Like who?
The Dead Milkmen.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the Dead Milkmen. And I saw some basketball too at the Spectrum.
Down Spectrum, yeah.
Yeah. I saw the Sixers play and Dr. Julius Erving.
Oh yeah. And Darryl Dawkins.
Yeah.
Remember when he smashed those backboards?
I do.
I saw him smash a billboard too.
And I Aerosmith and Skid Row.
I know someone who loves Aerosmith.
Who's that?
Rob over there. But Rob likes the real late stuff.
Yeah, this was permanent. Yeah. This was permanent vacation. Okay. It was a permanent vacation tour. Skid Row opened, and I saw two people fighting in shirts off, throwing bottles at each other in the parking lot on the way into the show.
Yes. I saw Rush on the second to last tour that they did. And I was standing down there on the floor, and there was this total dirtbag, just like us, who was there too. And you know how they have that kind of reggae part of that one song?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, the words of the prophet was written on the studio.
When Rush goes reggae, it's always.
So it's kind of reggae. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That dude, he's rocking out, gets to that part, he turns around to me and my buds and he goes, Bob Marley, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I miss Philadelphia sometimes. I've been there in a long time. I'm glad to know you're holding it down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Zipperhead's not there anymore. That's long
now. Zipperhead's gone. Skins is gone. So if you want to buy a Germs or a Black Flag shirt, I don't know where you're going to get that.
Yeah, and I need a new one. Yeah. I want a crisp new Black Flag T-shirt.
You got it torn up in the pit, right?
Yeah.
It happens.
I was little.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think other shows. Oh, I saw MC Hammer. MC Hammer at the Spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and also the great. Beastie Boys, Run DMC, Public Enemy, that tour. I saw that at the...
Together for Life. Is that what it was called?
I think it was Together for Life, or the Beastie Boys. They sold a T-shirt, and on the back it said something. No, it said, get off my... And I don't want to finish it because it's a little filthy.
My weenus.
Yeah, that was it's close to that.
Get off my weenus.
And then I moved to New York.
Yeah, I'm never going to go there.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Can't.
You shouldn't.
No.
Well, it's always nice to see you, Roy.
You too.
All right.
All right, my man. It went great.
That was great.
People was calling in saying they don't need you.
Wow. What else is new?
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.